And new tonight, President Biden is set to unveil his first Pentagon budget, and he plans on requesting $715 billion in defense spending tomorrow. The White House proposal is a decrease from Trump-era spending trends. It was expected to come out last week, but was delayed because of disagreements over defense spending. Roxana Tirone, senior reporter for Bloomberg covering Congress and national security, joined us earlier to take a deeper look at the president's expected defense spending plan.
The Pentagon budget issue is going to be somewhat incendiary coming up because there's a lot of tension, right? There's a lot of other domestic needs that need to be taken care of, and the Pentagon has enjoyed particularly high spending over the last several years. But there is a lot of tension between Democrats and Republicans over defense spending. So I think the number that you're going to see from the White House proposal, which, by the way, is a general outline, it's very few details, is going to be somewhat of a compromise between what they were getting for this fiscal year and what was proposed or envisioned by the Trump administration. And it's seeking to sort of allay concerns on the Democratic side by saying that some of the extra money that they would see as extra money would go towards green efforts, climate change efforts at the Pentagon. And it's going to probably going to be criticized by the Republican side because they have asked and they have wanted to see an annual increase of about 3 to 5%.
Interesting. Do you know of any specific defense programs that may be cut here?
No, we don't have any of those details. But the Pentagon Deputy Secretary Kathleen Hicks has hinted at basically looking at some of the legacy programs, some of the sort of old time programs that might be sort of in the crosshairs for cuts. And we have to definitely point out that everybody's sort of focused on the Pacific region. Everybody's focused on peer-to-peer competition with China, some competition with Russia. So a lot of these new efforts are going to be focused on that. So a lot of efforts in, you know, artificial intelligence, you're going to probably likely going to see a boost in efforts of artificial intelligence, cyber, and basically hardware or weapon systems that, you know, would be in direct competition with China and Russia.
And getting away from the budget for a moment, I don't know if you saw the report or perhaps you've been doing some reporting of your own, but NBC says Pentagon bosses are getting pretty ticked off with the president that he hasn't made a decision yet about withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. And one official used the word dithering. Any sense of what the holdup is? I mean, I know it's not an easy decision for sure.
It's definitely not an easy decision. And if you remember during the presidential campaign, Biden had said that he, you know, was looking to withdraw, you know, troops from Afghanistan and potentially leaving a small contingent there. So this is not going against Joe Biden's, you know, goals. But I think the reason they are taking so much time is because withdrawing troops is definitely not that easy. And it takes, you know, a pretty big, you know, logistical effort to withdraw all the troops. And I think being a new administration, they definitely need to pay attention to the peace talks in Afghanistan as well. So I think from their perspective, you know, the May 1st timeline is a little bit too, it's coming up a little bit too fast. But I do know that lawmakers and outside groups are getting very, very antsy about a decision.
Roxana Tirone with Bloomberg, senior reporter there, as we expect to see the Joe Biden Pentagon budget tomorrow. Stay with us here on WTOP and WTOP.com for full coverage.